It's Tuesday, a little past 7. Tyler is eating dinner alone, laptop propped open, something playing so the room doesn't feel so quiet. He's 20, about a year into a new city for school. His phone has 300 contacts in it. He follows 400 people online. And right now, there is genuinely no one he would text just to say, "Come over, I don't want to eat by myself." He sets his fork down, stares at the screen for a second, and wonders if something is wrong with him. And I want to get to that feeling as fast as I can, because Tyler is not broken. And the reason he's eating alone on a Tuesday night is not about Tyler at all. Here's what I want to say to Tyler straight up, because it matters and nobody usually says it this cleanly. He's not failing at something he had. He never had a close circle in the first place. He wasn't supposed to have one ready-made by now. The people who came before him watched that web of close people quietly come apart over a couple of generations, not because anyone was bad. Not because family stopped caring. There were big forces. People moving more. The way work changed, the way neighborhoods changed, the rise of the screen-first world Tyler grew up in. And by the time Tyler arrived, the room was already empty, and everyone around him acted like that was just the way things are. So here's the thing about eating alone on a Tuesday. It's real. It's uncomfortable. It's not Tyler's fault, and it's not a life sentence. There's a gap here, and it was there before he walked in. And a gap you didn't make is a gap you can fill, when you're ready and when you know how. Book one is about how people live together, and one of its big ideas is that the close circle of people you can count on, the ones who show up, the ones who know what your life actually looks like, that was never something you were just handed. Even in the times and places where it felt more common, somebody still had to decide to make it. The house that always had people coming through, the grandma whose kitchen everyone gathered in, somebody built that. It didn't appear by accident, and it didn't stay going by accident. What changed in the last few decades wasn't that people stopped wanting closeness. They still want it more than almost anything. What changed is that fewer and fewer people believe it's something they can actually make. So, they stop trying, and they settle for the online version, which is real in its own way, and also just not the same as being in a room together. Here's what this means for Tyler. He's not late. There's no normal he's behind on. He never got the starter kit that older generations like to imagine they had. But here's the thing. Most of them didn't either. They just didn't have anyone to tell them it was okay to start from nothing. So that's what we're going to do. But let's name what Tyler's actually up against, because it's important to see it clearly before we talk about building. He grew up screen first. The phone was there before the close friendships were. So the friendships he has, and he does have some, mostly live online. They're real. The people are real, and they're almost entirely a kind of closeness that happens in text, at a delay, with nobody in the room. You can know someone pretty well through a screen and still have no idea how to be in a room with them for 3 hours. And that matters because the kind of circle Book 1 talks about, the kind where people can actually carry each other through something hard, that circle lives in physical space. It lives in the same room, the same neighborhood, the same place, not because screens are bad, just because some things only happen when people are actually near each other. Tyler isn't behind because he's flawed. He's just trained. The way most people his age are trained, in a kind of closeness that's real and that leaves a gap. And nobody pointed at the gap and said, "You'll want to fill that, here's how you start." I want to take a pushback head-on, because it's the one I hear the most from people Tyler's age, and it sounds like this. Isn't this just how life is now? Isn't everyone kind of like this? And look, yes, a lot of people are. Tyler is not unusual. He's actually pretty normal for his generation, and that's worth saying clearly. But there's a version of everyone's like this that quietly turns into permission to stop expecting anything better, and that's where I want to push back. Because the fact that loneliness is common right now doesn't mean it's fine. It doesn't mean it's supposed to be this way. It means that the gap is bigger than Tyler's personal situation. It's something a lot of people are living inside, and that means the people near Tyler are probably in the same gap, and they probably want out of it just as much as he does. Here's why that matters. Building a circle doesn't require finding people who already have one. You just need people who want one, and you probably already know some. They're just waiting for somebody to go first. So what does Book 1 actually tell us about how a close circle gets made? Not the theory, the actual way it seems to happen, looking at the way people have formed their closest bonds across a lot of different situations. And the answer is pretty humbling, because it's boring. It starts small, it starts with a few people, it starts physical, same space, more than once. It starts with someone doing something small and low stakes, and then doing it again, and being willing to let it be a little awkward the first couple of times. The people who end up with deep, lasting bonds didn't usually find each other in a moment of destiny. They bumped into each other repeatedly in ordinary circumstances, and somebody turned that bumping into each other into on purpose. Researchers who study friendships have found that one of the strongest things that makes people close is just repeated, unplanned contact, being near each other enough that closeness has room to grow. Note how boring that is. It's not a great story, but it's actually good news because boring means doable. Boring means Tyler, with his new city and his floor of strangers and his shift at the part-time job, has everything he needs to start. V.E. Riffi, the repeated proximities, research finding above, refers to work in social psychology on proximity and friendship formation. A well-established observation, not a single study, confirm framing before publish. Here's the aha, and I want to give it to Tyler straight, because it's one he probably hasn't heard. Older people who talk about closeness mostly talk about it as something they had and lost, and that shapes everything about how they think about fixing it. They're trying to get back to something. Tyler has no back to. And that sounds like a disadvantage, but it's actually the opposite. He has a blank page. He has no faded version of a circle to live up to. He's not comparing his friends now to the way things used to be. He gets to decide from scratch who he wants close, what he wants his people to be like, how he wants his version of closeness to actually work. That's not a consolation prize. That's the starting condition. Every person who ever built something meaningful started with a space with nothing in it yet and the choice to put something there. The books call this a gift, and I think they're right. When the old shape is already gone, you don't have to fight its ghost. You can just build. Let's make it concrete, because build from nothing can sound big, and the actual move is small. Here's how a jar starts to fill when you're Tyler. 20, new city, mostly strangers around him. There's a guy on his floor he keeps almost talking to. Every time they pass in the hall, they both nod. They both kind of half start a sentence and then move on. One of them has to actually stop and say something real and stay long enough for it to be an actual conversation, not just a nod. That's throw one. A few days later, Tyler gets his food from the same spot he always does. He says something to the person working there. Not a tip, not a performance, just good day. And they have a 30-second actual exchange. That's throw two. His classmate who sits near him asks if he's going to the thing on Friday. Tyler says yes. He goes. That's throw three. None of these are a friendship yet. None of them are supposed to be. They're threads. The circle doesn't exist at throw one. It starts becoming visible around throw 7 or 8 or 15, and you can only get to 15 by starting with one. The jar fills one small thing at a time, and the thing that matters is that the putting in goes both ways. Tyler showing up is something. The guy in the hall deciding to stop and talk back is something. Nobody's giving everything. Everyone's putting something in. Let's stop for a second and turn this on you, not just Tyler. I want to ask you three things, and I want you to actually hold each one for a moment, not just move past it. First question. Where in your own life have you been waiting for the circle to already exist before you put anything in it? Waiting for someone else to go first. Waiting until it's not awkward. Waiting until you have the kind of closeness that you'd actually want, instead of building toward it. Be honest. Most of us have at least one place like that. Second question. Who is actually near you right now? Physically. Regularly, that you've been nodding past. Not a bad person, not someone you dislike, just someone you keep almost starting something with and then don't. That person is probably a thread waiting to be thrown. Third, is there one person in your life who you would love to see more of and who would probably say yes if you just asked? Not a big ask, just want to get food sometime? Come study in the same room. Come to the thing I'm going to anyway. You probably saw a face just now. That face is the start. So here's what you do this week. One thing, small on purpose. Think of the face you just pictured. Or if you're not sure, just the person who is actually physically near you most often right now. Same floor, same shift, same class. Whoever you're around the most in actual real space, and invite them to one ordinary thing. Coffee, a walk, come study in the same room even if you're both on your own laptops the whole time. In person, in real space, from you, first, not a big commitment, not a whole plan for a friendship, one thing, one time. You're not trying to finish building a circle by Friday. You're throwing the first thread into an empty center, and the center stays empty until somebody does that. You don't need to perform. You don't need a reason. You don't need it to go perfectly. It's going to be a little awkward, and that's fine. Awkward is what the start of something real feels like when you're out of practice. Throw the thread, see what happens. That's the whole week. So that's book one, Under 30. The close circle you've been missing was never yours to lose, and that means it's still yours to build from nothing, starting with one ordinary thing this week. The empty center is just a space waiting for a first thread, and somebody has to throw it. You could be that somebody. The whole book is there whenever you want to go deeper. And next episode, I want to sit with the doubts I know are already coming up, like, what if I try this and the person just doesn't care? What if I'm already too far behind everyone else? What if online really is enough? Bring those. We'll go straight at them, watched over, as always, by Daisy. Catch you next time.